Welcome to the Darren Yates Mindset and Mayhem Podcast. This rebellious fuck is pretty much done holding back, so you never know what he's going to talk about or who he's going to have on his show. You're so fucking welcome. Enjoy!
Welcome to the Darren Yates Show, a.k.a. Darren Yates Mindset and Mayhem. This is my first podcast I've done in a couple weeks here. You guys, I apologize for the delay. I've been in Tulsa shooting the Amazon Prime TV show, The Blocks. And these are my thoughts on my experience and all the things that went along with it in terms of ups and downs and my brand validation and talking to multimillionaires and, you know, meeting all these entrepreneurs. Some are millionaires, some are on their way to doing it, some are just getting started. It was just an incredible experience meeting so many people where we all had the same mindset of chasing our dreams, making things happen, pushing out our products, pushing out our services, going at it with a certain mindset and a relentless attitude. Everyone's open-minded. Now, of course, there's still shit that goes on even amongst entrepreneurs and super successful people. There's catty shit and there's judgment and stuff. But for the most part, there was just an overwhelmingly positive, loving feeling. You know what I mean? And that's what I really appreciated, was being accepted, being respected. I'm sure a lot of people didn't like, you know, I'll tell you about it in a second what happened here. But, you know, I'm sure some people didn't like it, but they respected it, you know, or whatever, you know, as opposed to hanging out with a lot of, you know, lower resonating, closer minded people, judgmental, you know, I don't know. There's just a certain, when someone has a fucking dream and they're going after it and they're not letting the cynical bullshit stop them, there's a certain mindset that it takes. And so I really appreciate it when people are open fucking minded. I'm so sick of the cynical, woe is me, you know, everything sucks, people blame it on everything else, look in the fucking mirror and make some shit happen. You know, so that's the number one thing I really liked about the Blocks experience in Tulsa for a whole week at the Osage Casino, was just the overwhelming support and the stories. And we all are kind of cut from the same cloth, you know what I mean? Cut from the same mold or whatever. It was really cool. But the second thing that really, this really fired me up was the validation of my brand as an edgy, rebellious, a guy that's going to do his own fucking thing. Like the first day or so, I really tried to play their game. You know what I mean? I'm not going to lie. I told a lot of people this too. You know, because you guys know me. I'm very transparent, very fucking honest. It's kind of boring. People who have watched the Blocks episodes, they're not super exciting. You know, it's a lot of business stuff. It's a lot of, now, of course, super interested entrepreneurs. I'm sure there's a certain section that love it. You know, it's all good. But for the overwhelming majority of people that I've talked to, it's kind of boring. And they need to put more entertainment in it. And when I got into the belly of the beast and I was recording with them, there were cameras everywhere. I got a feel for, this is kind of boring. You know, we go through, I'll give you a little sample of the day. We would do interviews at 8:15. Then we would eat. Then there'd be an optional class. And then there'd be Wes's, the main guy, the main host. He would do 2-hour training. And then we'd have lunch. And then he'd assign, we'd have an assignment where we had to do a presentation. Then we'd go back into our pods. There was like 10 judges, 100 people. So each judge had about 10 or 12 people, whatever it was, a little over 100 people. So we each do like a 3-minute presentation. And then we get judged on it and we do consultations and then we go to dinner and then we have the Blocks off where we announce the winners. And then after that, there's, they do fireside chats. We did a bunch of round tables. It was like from 8:30 in the morning till 10 or 10:30 at night. And it was just nonstop, very intense. I mean, I did learn a lot, but the first day, you know, the judge that I had, I mean, he's a cool guy, but he wasn't really that experienced in entertainment, you know, and the type of coaching that I'm doing and the type of brand that I am. So it's kind of weird being judged and being told, being given feedback from a guy that has no experience in my fucking edgy ass motherfucking brand, you know, and the way I do things. But anyway, so you basically have to regurgitate the stuff that Wes talks about, and they make you do it in a certain, like, structured, regimented kind of way where it kind of doesn't allow you to have any personality or put into the presentation your story and your grit and your grind and your real thoughts on it and your passion. You know, you have to basically say the exact same shit. It's like we took this class and we got to regurgitate it, and they judge you on how much you can parrot it back, how you can mimic it back. And I'm like, fuck this. I'm not going to play by these rules. Fuck these rules. This is my fucking game. So I went fucking rogue. A lot of people started, I think it was my friend Mark, my new friend I met, Mark. He has an online business. I think he might have coined the phrase that Darren Yates has gone rogue. He's not playing this boring fucking question-ass game. He's doing his own thing. So every time I got up there, I would just present my inspiration to people, my advice to entrepreneurs, you know, tackling the next level and just, you know, I would do my thing. And it was completely off script. It had nothing to fucking do with the boring topic of the day. I'm sorry. You know, I'm not going to fucking be put into this little pigeonholed little area. I'm going to fucking be all over the place with my passion and my story and my personality. Fuck you. Try to hold me back. Fuck that. And most of the judges were super cool with that. They got it, you know. They're like, in fact, one of them said, you know what? You're not going to get any points for that, but that was badass. And that was the best compliment I could fucking get. You know what I mean? So it really, the validation from multimillionaire coaches and judges, even though they knew I wasn't playing the game, they respected it. They respected the brand. And when I talked, I wasn't trying to be anything. The authenticity of my rogueness and my edginess, just, you guys, I think a lot of you guys know it. It flows out naturally. This is truly me. I'm not sitting there thinking, what can I do to disrupt? I'm a natural disruptor. I'm one of the most natural born fucking rebels you'll ever fucking meet. So when I did it, I was inspiring people, and people fucking dug it. Most people fucking dug it. So at lunch and dinner and breakfast, bunch of people would always come up to me. So you're the rogue guy? Or dude, I was in your pod, man. I love what you're doing. You're saying fuck the rules. You're doing your own thing, but you're doing it in a cool, authentic, respectful kind of way. And so when I got validation from the people who were hearing about this, or people saw it in person like that in my pod, the validation it's so exciting for me, because like I said, I wasn't trying to do this. This naturally happened. I needed to rebel and go rogue for my sanity. I am not going to spend 16-hour days the whole entire fucking week playing someone else's game. It was making me miserable when I tried it the first day or so. Day two, fuck it. This is my game now. You know what I mean? And I started going for it. And guys, like I said in a video I posted recently, I hope that they put in a lot of the chaos that I created. Like I said, I think it's inspiring. I think it was authentic. If they don't put my shit in there a lot, they are non-visionaries. This is pure entertainment, fucking inspiration, story, authenticity, gold. So I might be in a lot of the show, I might be in none of it. But either way, whatever, I'm doing my thing. This is one step along the journey. You know, some people are looking at the blocks as the end-all, be-all. Oh my God, I got it. You know, fuck it. If it ends up being a cool break and they ask me to do some other stuff, or they put me all over this show, or because Wes did mention that Hollywood came to the blocks people and they told him, you know what, Wes, if you switch the model, because right now the business model is 10% entertainment, 90% business. Hollywood wants 90% entertainment and 10% business, just like Darren Yates wants. So if they want to do a spinoff of the blocks and do more entertainment and they want me to be a part of it, fuck yeah, let's go. You know, I had some heart-to-hearts, too, with some of these people. I cried. Some tears came down on a couple of the judges because they pressed me on the story, the dark place I was at. They wanted to hear about how I got through it. They commended me on getting through it. They commended me on not only, you know, deciding to go in the right area, but bouncing back with a fucking vengeance. The pedal is to the fucking metal. It's my fucking game. And the people who hear about this or experience it, and the true dogs who are doing shit, they're going to dig it or at least respect it. You know what I mean? And that's what I felt. Whenever I would do this, whenever I do it around normal fucking people, a lot of them think I'm nuts, that they hate me, they think I'm this or that, blah, blah, blah. They fire me in the corporate world. But you know what? These are my people. The Block's people that I hung out with, coaches, the crew, you know, all the entrepreneurs, these are my fucking people. I'm, like I said, I'm sure some of them didn't like it, but fuck off. You know, maybe they respect that, but I don't give a fuck. I'd rather shout my fucking authenticity from the mountaintops and find my lovers and know I gotta have haters too. If you're not shouting it loud enough for your, because you don't want the haters to hear it, your lovers, your future fans, the followers who would love you, they're not gonna hear it either. And they're not gonna have any idea who the fuck you are. So, as I press the pedal to the metal, I encouraged my fellow entrepreneurs, you press the pedal to the fucking metal as well, however that looks to you. To me, this is how it looks. Because I'm a coach, I'm an entertainer, I'm a musician, I'm a showman, I'm a show host, I want to speak on stages. This is how I do it. I do it in a certain edgy kind of a rock and roll motherfucking way. And I got validation from multi-millionaires that told me, you are in the game, you are on the right track, you got a great business going, you got a great coaching thing going, you have a story, and you're passionate, and you're doing it. You're in the game, and you're pressing. You're being authentic. Good fucking job, Darren. Keep going. And I got to tell you this, the fifth day, the last day where we did our classes and stuff, this judge, Jenny, she was so awesome. She was the one who said, oh man, you're not going to get any points for that. That was badass. So then, as I was going to get ready to do my consultation, which is like 15 minutes, she goes, oh, is the Darren guy up? You know what? Why don't we do Darren last? Because he's going to, you know, he's kind of the entertainer, the closer guy here. And then we'll have everybody else before Darren. I thought, okay, that's fine. So I sat back down. And then she motioned me to come up to her. You know what? Maybe I shouldn't tell you guys. I don't want to spoil it. But you guys are my people. This is my podcast. Fuck it. I'm going to tell you. Don't tell anybody else. But she's like, you know what, Darren, come here. And so I woke up there, or I walked up there. She's like, oh my God, what the fuck does she want? She's like, you know what? In your consultation, I'm going to be very combative. Be combative with me. Bring it back. I said, okay. So I sat back down. I'm like, holy shit, be combative. Oh my God, what is she going to do? So I told my friend Mark, we got to record this. And we recorded it. I got it on my phone. But anyway, we start talking. You know, I'm doing my rogue thing. And we go back and forth. And it starts escalating. We go back and forth yelling at each other. And I say, fuck this show. I take the mic off. No one knows about this show anyway. You know, I was just going, it was crazy. I was going off and on. And you know, I turned the mic off. I gave my mic. I unclipped it. And I was leaving the room saying, fuck this show. She's like, you're kicked out. Get the fuck out of here. Anyway, as I was walking out, she grabbed me, she put my arm around me. We both looked at the camera and we were like, or she said, welcome to the Jenny and Darren show. And at that point, half the people in the room, like four or five, six people had their phones out recording it, thinking it was real. And they were so excited to know or to hear that it was fake. It was kind of a setup of me getting kicked out. So that was kind of how we ended it. But that was another just example of a cool multimillionaire judge catching my vibe and digging it, you know, and feeling the respect and the authenticity. And she rolled with it. You know what? This is a rock and roll dude. Let's have some fun with him. His consultations last. Let's do a little skit here and freak everybody out. You know, a little hidden prank here, or not hidden camera, but a little prank here of me kicking this Darren Yates guy out. So it was just really cool and it was exciting. And like I said, I'm not sure how much I'm going to be in the Blocks when the episodes come out, season 14. I might be in it a lot. I might not be in it at all, you know. And I even told him a couple times because I was getting, you know, kind of a people were talking about me. So when people started getting in my pod in the third and fourth, fifth day, oh, I got Darren Yates in my pod. I'm going to get to see him go rogue. I'm going to see it in person, him rebelling. So I'm like, you think this is easy for me to be the fucking rogue? This ain't fucking easy. Think about it. There's cameras everywhere. We're mic'd up. There's multi-millionaire judges. It's super quiet. Everybody's all nervous trying to, you know, figure out their presentations and say the right things and try to win to get on the stage that night for the blocks off. Needless to say, I did not get on that stage at all because I played my fucking game. And I played my game within the parameters of the blocks game and Wes's game. I have mad respect for Wes Bergman. I have mad respect for all the crew and the casting directors and all the people who are part of the blocks. So I rebelled in my fucking game, with my game, within the parameters of their game. Because if I go too crazy, I'm going to hurt my brand and get really legitimately kicked out of the casino and told to go home. How's that going to help my brand? Well, then again, maybe it would have. I don't know. But they probably wouldn't have aired it. If I'm a massive prick telling everybody to fuck off, they're going to delete my shit. So think about it. I have to play the game in a way where they don't hate me. So I had to do, I had to really play my rogue card carefully. You know what I mean? I think I did. And I just relied on pure authenticity because I'm not here to I'm not here to go at people. I'm here to go at the rules and the systems and the low resonating, small-minded way of thinking. So as I was rebelling and doing my thing, I did it with respect and I did it with inspiration and I did it the way I do it. You know what I mean? But and I didn't want to do it too soft because if I don't really get after it and lean into it and go for it and mean it and do it with intention, no one's going to believe either. So I had to play it perfectly. So I think I did. I believe because I just relied on my instincts and it was pure authenticity. So I had to go up there. Think about it. It's all quiet. They're micing me up. Everybody's all quiet and nervous and the judge is sitting there. You know, the cameras are rolling and I got to go be a fucking rogue and go against all this shit everyone else is doing. It's crazy. But everyone's answers sounded alike. All the stuff that they taught. And then when they had the blocks off, the top 10 winners of every pod, they'd walk out. And Wes, you know, I love Wes, but he would ask the same boring questions, the same four boring-ass motherfucking questions to every single winner. There was no one could show their personality. No one could show their true, it was just, I don't know, it was boring. And I'm kind of glad they didn't put me on that stage because I'm not going to walk out there and play his fucking game. I'm going to have some fun and I'm going to create my fucking game, you know? I would never intentionally disrespect or upstage Wes, but that's what might have happened. I don't give a fuck. I believe in what I'm doing. I know where I'm fucking headed. He might be a little further in the game than me, but I'm coming, motherfucker. If you don't respect that kind of attitude and mindset and drive and and a fire to let the lion out finally, if you don't respect that, you're not the dog you think you are. Because other fucking dogs, when they see and hear and realize there are other alpha dogs here too, they're going to respect them. Most badass alphas don't need to fight anybody. You know what I'm saying? They respect top dogs, top alpha dogs. We can all coexist and respect each other. So if you're a top dog and you're trying to squelch and quiet everyone else's come up, you are not a fucking dog. True fucking dogs lift up other people to become dogs with them. And who knows? Maybe he would have done that. Maybe it would have been cool. I don't know. I don't know. But, you know, whatever. It didn't happen. I didn't get on the stage, so whatever. But I did think about that. You know, if I get called up there, what's going to fucking happen? But I went rogue. It was fun. It was an exciting time. You know, like I said, I'm not sure how much I'm going to be in this show when it starts airing later this year in 2024. Right now, they're releasing season 10. But mad props to them casting me. mad props to what they're doing. They're all successful. They're doing a bunch of seasons this year. We talked to the crew at the wrap party, Mark and I, and just some of the most awesome people. I love them. I can't thank them enough for allowing me to be me. You know, they respected me because they knew it was all authentic. They knew I was cool about it. You know, I was doing it from like my heart. You know, I think there is a way to rebel with grace, you know, and with authenticity. I mean, it just goes to show, whatever your authentic passion is, lean the fuck into it. People are going to feel it. Don't try to be a certain, just be you 100%. I got up there. I hope they show this stuff. I hope you see this on this TV show. The authenticity of being a fucking rogue. I want you guys to go be authentic in your areas. Too many people aren't being 100% authentic. They're trying to follow or copy or blah, blah. Fuck that. Blaze your own fucking path. Do your own fucking thing. And if it's with authenticity that's powering the whole thing, you're going to do it in a cool way. You know what I mean? You're going to be able to have good intentions and just go and figure it out and be real. People love real. If it's real, they're going to respect it and you're going to find your audience. You know, if you're quiet because you don't want the haters to hear, like I said before, then your fans and your followers and the people that are going to dig it, they're not going to hear you either. So shout that motherfucker. I love you guys. Thank you for your support. I'll keep you updated and let that lion out.